Okay, so we've left the trig point where we were watching the, and he's still flying it. It's a glider. It's not a plane. It's a glider. It's really quite mesmerising to watch.
Well, he liked it.
Dog was going mental chasing it. But yeah, with a wingspan of about a metre. And he operated the propellers, or propeller, on the front only when he needed to gain altitude. So, yeah, good fun. So we're kind of walking back the way we came, but I think that there's two quarried areas. I don't think they're very apparent now, though, are they? They were marked on that plan. They've cut some trees down here. Oh, listen. Can you hear the plane?
No.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. I'm going to call you Kevin. Do you know who Kevin is? Oh, you have to watch Harry Enfield.
I can hear it.
It's not fair. I hate you. Oh, I can't wait for that day. We haven't had it yet, have we?
Yeah.
I hate you. Hello, Harry. Now, what colour is the jacket you're wearing? Mm-hmm. I will constantly test you, mine. Younger. What?
Dark blue, light blue.
Dark blue and light blue. Why are you laughing? No morale.
She asked me if I had a tissue.
Stop the morale. I've given them a packet.
And I said yes, thank you. Started laughing.
Right?
You only asked
me, Dad. Is that funny? You little giggly little boy.
No, baby.
Why are you calling me baby? Why is he calling me baby all the time? I'm going to get you, baby, he says before. Yeah, this side. Tomorrow, you can pull me along. Right, so, what is this city? That's Warminster. What's that over there? And that one on the hill over there. Is it? Could be. No. Is it? No. Bath's miles away from here, man.
No, it's not. It's that old fella.
Except that is not Bath.
Not that. Over there.
I'm trying to unlock the phone. Okay. Where... Where? Well, all right, okay, hang on. That's Chapman's Lade. That's Chapman's Lade. And Froome. That's Froome, Sarah. That's Froome on the left and Chapman's Lade on the right. Not that she cares. Shrugs her shoulders. So this, did we come up here? We didn't come up this bit, did we? No. This bit. Oh, hello. Oh, this is the quarry. Oh, look at this. So I'm now looking. Holy cow, that's steep, isn't it? Now looking down this. Careful now. Careful. We're now looking south. And this is the bit that's been quarried. There are paths. People have made paths down there, but it's steep going down there. It's about 30 meters below us. Well, why don't we go this way? I think we can go this way. Or perhaps. Oh no! Look, that's the way we should have gone over there. Look, from the trig point. There's a path beneath us. Oh no, look, we can go down here. There's a path here. It's such a strange landscape. You know, on top of this hill, you know, you can't really see what the landscape is like, really, can you? Everything, because you walk 20 metres in one direction, and then you can see where you're walking. But we're what?
Can I go down there?
I'd rather you didn't. So the trig point and the fella flying his glider are on our right now. We'll kind of come round in a U shape. We're now going down. little Harry giggling away to himself there. Stop there. Stop there. It's a bit drafty on this southwest side. There was no wind up at the trig point, was there?
No.
So the wind is coming from Chapman's Lead.
Longleat is in behind that wood.
Yeah, Longleat's on the other side of the wood. That's all Longleat's land. It's a huge estate. Lord Bath's estate's massive. So you can see, I mean, this Clee Hill kind of rises out of nowhere. It's quite bizarre. The land around us, I mean, there's more hilly bits behind us, well, to my left, as you know, on the south side. But looking kind of southwest to the north, all of that bit is... hang on, should we not walk down there? Oh, let them go.
I thought they told me that they were going that way and we had to go this way.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, all of that land's quite flat, really. I mean, there's a little bit of a knoll, a huge kind of wide knoll with a village on it. Well, it's probably the part of Warminster. Do you know what? They've probably got the better deal.
That's
right. Molly! Molly! Hank smelled dog muck, Sarah. Come on. I'm thankful for these trainers, by the way. These grips are so aggressive, no slipping whatsoever. The soles of these trainers are a thousand times tougher than the Salomon Speedcross 3. Oh! So basically they're walking around the perimeter. We're walking around more the inner kind of circle. We're kind of going through the middle of the quarry bit now. They're on the outer edge, but there's this hillock that they're just going over tomorrow. Yeah, it's like a little humpback thing, isn't it? The sun is there's a bit of a haze in the across the land. I mean, it's just like on a scale of 0 to 10, is it probably at 1? What?
Run away.
Should we hide? Hang on. No, let's go down this way. Sorry, here, down this way. Yeah. Run away from the young children who could be picked up. Are they coming round this? They're coming round here. Oh, they are. this way. Sarah. Oh, we've been outflanked. the kids are in a pincer movement. We got Harry and Tamara doing the left flank. Tamara, Jessica with a pincer on the right. Yeah, hide. Molly, come here. We're hiding. Jessica, you clever little tinker. They're going to come here, though. This is the thing. They're just over here. You can hear them. They're just there. They're going to see my legs. They're going to... Oh, here they are. I tell you what, though. Albeit actually quite dangerous. It's quite fun for hiding.
I went up the side.
Do you know, hang on everybody, let me let me take a few photographs, he says with a dog poo bag.
Can we go and hide?
No,
because
I'm
not going to look for you. Oh. We are going to
go back onto the
bridge. Okay, I'm going to be
there
first.
You need your brother?
I'm just randomly taking photographs here. Not the most well thought plan. And if I go up this thing, 2 metres. Oh. Hang on, why don't I just take a pano? Oh, Richard. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Listen to these. Oh, for God's sake. I couldn't operate the camera. There's one. Hear that playing? It's right above us. Right, okay. I'm going to take some photographs of the kids on this little humpback bit here. I'll be posting the photographs to my Flickr account. And when they do, I've got an IFTTT recipe set up so that they auto-tweet out as well. So you'll see a funny hashtag, SH, for social hiking. That means they'll be pinned to the map that I'm recording today as well. It's a good day for silhouettes. So the path at the end of the wood thing, little copse, goes off to the left officially. You can see how people who walk straight on, and to walk straight on brings out this farmer's field. So the family are on the left. Well, there are two fences actually, with a hedge in the middle. Family are on that side. Hello. Oh, hang on, I can get through. I can get through here, look. Arr, Ivy is here. Be patient tomorrow. So we've missed the two styles out. What's your hands on the muck, young child boy?
Wow.
Little boy Harry.
Hang on, little.
Harry. Give me this, child girl. Right, put your leg down, that's it. Swing the other one over the top. Right, come on, Molly. Molly goes under the stile. Are you hot?
Yeah.
I'm glad this top's got armpit zips in. Made a world of difference. So, on the... Oh, slippy! Ah, slippy. Yeah. Mo, where are you going?
Where are you going?
You'll lose your scarf.
We exit.
What?
Down that corner.
No, we're going to go right. Dolly's over there.
Oh.
Are you holding my arm?
Yeah.
Oh, are you scared?
No.
Why are you holding my arm? Jessica, for the sake of, I'm going to have to wash your coat now. Can you just wear it? Or at least carry it so that it's not going to drop on the ground. Instead of it being draped over your shoulders. And yes. I think certain children are tired now. How far have we walked? We've only gone 3.75 kilometres. We've only gone just over 2 miles, you lot. Are you tired? Have you got anything to eat? We've got to monitor little Jess here, haven't we, Jess?
Yeah.
You had the banana and you perked up.
Yeah.
You can see how she goes pasty. And then we get a bit of an attitude. Moll, this side. But Molly, Dolly's in sight, not far. You can see how the,
There was a son about four.
What? Ah! Oh, God, over 4K by the time we get there.
Which is good, because
that means... Still, that's still 500 metres away.
Yeah, but that means we're doing better all the time.
Yeah, and given we've gone up that flipping hill,
yeah.
He's still flying his glider, look. Look over the little knoll. See? Look over the little knoll over there to the right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Knoll. It's been a beautiful day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like a proper spring, early spring day. Right. So we cross into this field and walk down the edge of here. Everybody just trudges across the middle of the farmer's field. Now, to be honest, he probably isn't going to complain because he's still got stubble. He should have turned this over already, I would have thought. I'm surprised he hasn't ploughed this field yet. Right, in fact, none of these fields have been ploughed, have they? There's crops... It could be grass. He could be letting it lie for a year in that field across to our right, or far right, next to the road. But none of these fields have been ploughed. I suppose he'll wait, won't he? He's going to wait for the frost first. The frost's to end. So I expect this morning the ground would have been really hard with the frost. Now it's a little bit soft underfoot. And as we've already described, lots of flies. Look at all these flies. These little flying bugs. So it's warmer today. And certainly February last year and the year before, we've had, Sarah, Tamara? Oh yeah, you're right. We've had the blossom come out, haven't we? Definitely blossom on the horse chestnut trees around where we live. And there's a buzzard in the sky. Look at that buzzard, Jessica. Look, see it?
What?
Mm-hmm, looking for mice and things. So we'll cut the corner by about 20 metres.
Baby.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Oh, he's got a sore foot. He's limping, isn't he? Is it not the trainer that's maybe digging into the top of his foot?
Probably when he slips.
Oh, he's limping on the left foot. Is that sore, son, is it? Hmm. I can put him on my shoulders, Sarah, if you take his trainers. Do you want Dad to carry you? No, you can walk. We're just there, man. It's only 400 metres. Oh, dear. No, Sarah. He's trailing. Right. Let me carry the little boy who is injured. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One.